USA Radio News.
Those waiting for bigger stimulus checks will need to be patient. The Senate adjourning last night without a vote on approving $2,000 stimulus checks. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley, one of those taking to the Senate floor yesterday to express his support for giving struggling Americans more money.
The President of the United States, the Speaker of the House, a large majority of the House of Representatives, and I think a supermajority of this body are all in favor of $2,000 COVID relief payments to working Americans.
The issue could come up again as soon as tomorrow when the 116th Congress comes to a close and the 117th gets underway. A federal judge rejects an effort to keep President Trump in office. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert and other Republicans had filed suit to give the vice president the power to disregard some electoral votes. A federal judge yesterday throws out the suit, though, claiming Gohmert doesn't have standing. This is USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The coronavirus to blame for the death of a Virginia lawmaker, State Senator Ben Chafin Jr. passing away yesterday from COVID complications. He was 60. Meanwhile, a variant strain of the virus is now present in three states, Florida, the latest to report its presence, joining California and Colorado. While more contagious, the new strain does not appear to be resistant to the current vaccines. New York Medical College Dr. Bob Lahida shares with CBS News his advice for vaccine skeptics.
And everyone should get the vaccine. If you want to take a risk, and that risk is very, very dire, then don't get vaccinated. But my advice is if you don't get vaccinated, it's like playing Russian roulette. That's exactly what it's like.
Turkey announcing yesterday it has 15 cases of the variant strain. That makes 33 countries where the new strain has been detected. The defense bill survives the president's veto. The Senate yesterday joins the House in overriding President Trump's veto of the $740 billion bill. This means the bill will become law. This is the first of nine vetoes Trump has had overridden. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A record set in the Georgia Senate runoff elections. Early voting now closed after a record 3 million votes are cast. Election day is Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham campaigning for Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler. Graham warning voters about what Democrats will do with more power.
How many of you remember what they were willing to do to Judge Kavanaugh? They're willing to destroy his life, right? These people want power too much. Well, we got in their way. Don't turn the country over to the people that would destroy Judge Kavanaugh's life. I want you to make Bernie Sanders 2021 miserable.
The latest poll has Democrat John Ossoff up 2 points on Perdue and Democrat Raphael Warnock leading Loeffler by 1 point. Alcohol distilleries now breathing a sigh of relief. Jeremy Scott has more.
The Food and Drug Administration has reversed course on thousands of dollars in fees for alcohol distilleries who made hand sanitizer to stay afloat during the pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services has directed the FDA to stop enforcement. Chief of Staff Brian Harrison says small businesses who stepped up to fight COVID-19 should be applauded, not taxed. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Vandalism at the home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, her San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray painting cancel rent and we want everything on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. Pelosi in D.C. at the time. No one has taken responsibility for the vandalism. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.